Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview, Luke Gibbous, who is the UAS welding professor. Luke, thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We were having an interview quite like this pretty much a year ago, and I was welcoming you to Sitka and to the new position, you were new to the position. So you've been over at UAS and in Sitka for a year now, and I just want to check in. How did it go? How'd your first year go?
Yeah, the year went great. I think far better than I ever could have imagined. It's been an extremely rewarding position to be in. So I came in not really knowing exactly what I was getting into. I couldn't have asked for a better year.
That's great. So. A lot has happened, actually, and we're going to talk about some of it and some of what you're looking forward to in the year and years to come. One of the things is you wrote a grant over this last year. Tell us a little bit about the grant you wrote, and you got it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there was a need in the community. We kind of, like, our job, you know, as a community college or as a university, but in a small local community like this, is to be responsive to the community's needs. And one thing we were kind of hearing was there was a need for aluminum welders. So, people who have the skill to weld aluminum. And so we were doing a little bit of that already, but to kind of like further address this need, I wrote a grant to the American Welding Society Foundation and asking basically for money to buy new welders, welding equipment, and giving us the ability to, offer more welding, aluminum welding time. And so we got the grant, about $20,000 worth of, bought about $20,000 worth of equipment, and we recently just got all that put together and installed, and so this fall we'll be hopefully welding a lot more aluminum.
And yeah, you're going to be your first time using it this fall.
Yeah.
So welders are the equipment, the name for the equipment themselves, not just the people.
Yeah. Yep. So you can have a welder, the welding equipment, and also the person doing the welding.
Right.
Yeah.
And these particular welders that you're talking about that you purchased, the equipment, they're different when you're working on aluminum. Is that what?
Yeah. So you can use them for both aluminum and steel. Basically, there's a few things different, but we also bought the necessary tools to kind of switch them over and use both. So that's also an added benefit.
Okay. Yeah. And we were talking before we came on the air. I don't know anything about welding, but you were kind of mentioning that aluminum is not so common unless you're in coastal areas.
Pretty much. I grew up in the Midwest. Lots of steel weld. Lots of steel work. Not aluminum's kind of, a weird subject to welders out there. But yeah, here, everybody's doing it. Everybody is interested in learning it. We get a lot of people coming into the college, and that's their number one goal, is to, take the welding program so they can work on their boat or work on whatever else they have around the house. A lot of aluminum here.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, well, congratulations on getting the grant.
Yeah,
clearly it fulfills a need.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. One other interesting thing that happened over this last year is you held a local welding competition. So tell us about that. What is a welding competition and how did it happen?
Yeah. So I grew up when I first started welding in high school doing Skills USA, which was a nationally recognized competition for all skills, nursing, welding, building trades. And then, when I got to Alaska, I kind of saw a lot of my students, it helps being a little competitive, especially in the welding world, because, when you go out into, in the workforce, it's still a little competitive. And it also just, drives students to be better. And it's exciting. So I kind of had the idea to start just a local welding competition. In town, we had Jeremy Circa sponsored it, Circa Welding. It was a huge success. We had students from Pacific High, Mount Edgecombe, Sitka High School, and then UAS, obviously, all come and compete, and we were able to give out cash prizes or, monetary prizes to the top four students. We had almost 14 students compete, and so it was a huge success, And this year, we're hoping to grow the welding competition. I've invited Ketchikan and Juneau, UAS, Ketchikan and Juneau, to do their own local district competitions. And the idea is that they'll get their couple of winners and then fly them out here for a weekend in the spring. And we'll do a weekend of Southeast Alaskan welding competitions.
Yeah.
And so we're looking for sponsors. I've reached out to Jeremy Circa again, Circa Welding. They'll be sponsoring a big portion of the welding competition. I've also reached out to the American Welding Society Foundation. They're working on figuring out ways to help with the flights and the travel. So, yeah, if you're interested in sponsoring, you know, you can give the welding office a call, 907-747-7711.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. For those who are maybe like me and don't know much about welding, what are you judging in a welding competition? Like, what are you looking at and how do you judge it?
Yeah. So, we basically create a weld mint. We draw something up on AutoCAD or any CAD software, computer aided design software. And a weld mint is basically just a replica of something you'd see in a real life situation. Different welding positions. We write up a weld procedure sheet, which basically gives the welder an outline of their parameters of what material they should be using, what welding rod they should be using, and basically what the weld should pretty much look like at the end. And we judge the weld based on consistency. We're looking for defects, and we're looking at how well the welder can follow instructions.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. So looking forward to maybe this spring, another one and a larger one happening. And if there are people interested in sponsoring, they can call the department, which is 907-747-7711. And just in a couple of minutes that we have left, Luke, I kind of want to ask you what your plans are besides, you know, getting the equipment that you're just setting up and this competition for this coming year and I guess the years to come.
Yeah. So I'm really hoping to grow our welding program. And I think there's a huge need in the state for skilled workers. And, you know, to be responsive to that, you know, it's my goal and my kind of dream why I'm here, to grow the welding program to the potential that I kind of see it. And that includes doing these welding competitions, possibly writing more grants, trying to get more funding, and kind of all of this creative endeavor that have been going on and, you know, pursuing this passion of mine has all been kind of possible from the help I have at UAS. Dave Clark, he's the other welding instructor. If he wasn't so awesome at his job, I wouldn't have the time to like sit back and think about these kind of things. So he's been an awesome foundation to the welding program. He's been around for 16 plus years. Awesome welding instructor. And all the other help I get at the college has just been super integral in giving me the ability to pursue this.
Yeah. So it sounds like we'll hopefully get to speak to you in a year again and that there'll be even more to report.
Yeah, I hope.
More happening. That's the goal. Yeah. Yep. For any listeners who are interested in taking welding classes or, just getting involved in some way, what is it too late? What can they do? Should they reach out to you? How do they go
about it? Yeah, they can reach out to me. They could also just stop into the front office and they can work out the community night classes. There's a few openings still left. And they start September 12th, 6:30 to 9, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they run until mid-December. So,
okay,
yeah, not too late to sign up. Come on in and talk to us.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Luke, for being here this morning.
Yeah. Thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.